Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, your risen Lord has ascended. He's not only died and risen again, but Jesus has also ascended for you. That's for your assurance. That's for the strengthening of your faith. He rules and directs all things in your best interest as he sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Yet we have to admit that oftentimes Ascension Day is overlooked, unfortunately, sadly. The world, though, doesn't seem to have that problem when it comes to the, quote, big holidays, such as Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. The world really cashes in on those holidays. Christmas, with all the decorating and shopping and all the presents and parties and eggnog. Easter, with all the candy and the Easter bunny and the Cadbury eggs and the Easter egg hunting. Thanksgiving, with all the food and the turkey and the getting ready for Santa Claus, of course. But what about Ascension Day? The world seems to have no use for Ascension Day, because there's no earthly things to hold on to. No Ascension Day parties, no Ascension Day candy or presents or eggnog. No Ascension Day Santa. But your Lord and your Savior has not only risen, he's also ascended into heaven for you, for the strengthening of your faith. And this is just as important as the other holidays. He has ascended for your assurance. A legitimate question, though, is, well, how could that be, though? He went through all the trouble of the cross, and then he just seems to leave. He seems to leave the disciples behind. Where's the comfort in that? Yet he promised, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, necessary for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Dear children of God, that is your comfort and your assurance that Jesus has not really left us. He sends his Spirit, the comfort of his Spirit, into your heart. We may have assumed and easily assumed that the disciples had it best before Jesus ascended, when he was right by their side, gracing them with his physical presence. But that's just not what the Bible teaches. The Bible is clear. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As much as we too might like to see Jesus' physical presence here on earth, and as much as we would like to have him walk with us and talk with us like he did with the disciples, and it's not that there's anything wrong with that, it's just that that's really not how faith comes. Otherwise, why wouldn't he still be here with his physical presence? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Someone once said to Jesus, "Well, blessed is the womb that bare thee." But he said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word and keep it." Dear children of God, you have that word. You have that word in the worship services, in your hymnal. You have that word in your Bible. And most importantly, you have it in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. God's word that gives life and gives eternal life. Yet we also confess that it's not only the word. It's not only the word, it is also God's Spirit. Jesus says, "If I depart, I will send him unto you." We notice it's not an it. He doesn't say, "I will send it." I will send him. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, he is equal with God. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus or come to him, but God, the Holy Ghost, has called me by the gospel. Those two, the Spirit and the Word, go hand in hand. They work hand in hand, never one without the other. The Word and the Spirit, that's what you have, children of God. That's what the ascension means for you. The work of redemption is complete. The scripture is clear. We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. The resurrection proves that the Father accepted that sacrifice. Having finished that work he came to do, Jesus returned to heaven, ascended into heaven, yet not to leave us, but in order to send us his Spirit and his Word. Children of God, that's how Jesus continues to reign and to rule. He reigns in you, for you, by his Word and Spirit. You have what matters the most. You have what continues to keep and sustain you in that true saving faith. Both the Word and the Spirit, having been baptized in the name of Christ, having continued in your baptism, remembering your baptism, the old man being drowned by his Word and Spirit, And by continuing to partake of the true body and blood of our Lord, you have His Word and His Spirit and His promise to keep you and to sustain you in the true saving faith. Yet haven't we ever noticed that everything seems to be about control? Who is in control? Who's the boss? Who wears the pants? What happened in Russia and the Ukraine was all about control. Russia wanting to control the little guy. The fight in the Middle East continues and probably always will. It's all about the control of the land in Jerusalem. Two nations that can't get along because they both want to control it all. But how the Lord has blessed us here in the USA. By grace, we're the most powerful nation on earth. No other nation even seems to try to gain control over us by outright force, with the exception of the rogue terrorists. Yet morality around the entire globe, including America, declines. More and more, what used to be considered wrong, because it is wrong, becomes more and more accepted. More and more, it seems that Satan has the upper hand. Ungodliness and greed, lust and pride, I really want it all, is the attitude today that seems to be gaining that upper hand. By God's grace, many gave their lives to protect the freedoms we have in America. Yet more and more, people abuse those freedoms by sin and ungodly living. Let us not lose hope, though, either. More than anyone or anything, more than any government or military, even more than Satan and all his power and demons, the one who has ascended to God's right hand of power, Jesus Christ, promises he is still in control. We confess it here often. Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. And once again, on the surface, and certainly in the eyes of the world, it doesn't seem like the ascension is all that big of a deal. Yet, far above all power and might, Jesus rules everything. And He who rules it all cares. Cared enough to lay down His life for us all. He is the one who continues to rule everything. The one who took away our sin. We get to thinking that we are in control, or the government is, or whoever gained the upper hand. That can cause us a lot of worry, anxiousness, uneasiness, when we see things going in the wrong way. Yet Christ is far above all power and dominion. Every name that's named. What better person to be in control than the one who took away our sin? The one who rules it all is not some distant higher being who watches from a distance and really doesn't care. The only begotten Son became one of us to bear our griefs, to carry our sorrows. The one who rules it all is not a God who just sits up there waiting for us to do wrong so that he can punish us and enjoy it while he's at it. The Son of God took upon himself the punishment that we deserved. The one who rules it all isn't a tyrant who uses his subjects for his own gain. The Son of God allowed himself to be used and abused and falsely accused for our gain, for the salvation of our soul. And he is in control, ruling all things for us. Christ did not ascend into heaven so that we must now fend for ourselves. The one who knows exactly how it feels to face pain and hardship, loss of life, the temptation to give up, he is in control of all things for our best interest. The one who rose from it all has provided eternal life and salvation for us and promises to make all things work together for our good. The one who took all our sins away, ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God, and he rules everything for us. Jesus did ascend, but Jesus is not absent. He promises, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He has been with us and he will continue to be with us. He promised that as he sent his disciples into the world with what? With his word. As he said, to go and teach all nations. Baptize all nations. That's how he remains with us. That's how he continues to be with us, by his word and by his spirit. May he continue to strengthen you and to keep you in that true saving faith by his means of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.